we are so blessed to have the Blessed Sacrament. And we are reminded baptism has to be received first, as we well know. None of the other sacraments can be received without it. So it has to come first in order, but the highest sacrament of all is the one that is God Himself. The most holy sacrament of the altar. Today's gospel fits in well with Lent, in that we see that the same three apostles that were called to the transfiguration were also the three that were called to be with our Lord in his agony in the garden in a special way: Peter, James, and John. James and John were brothers, but these were the three of the 12 apostles. And of course, St. Peter was the one designated by our Lord to become the first pope. So we see that Lenten theme in today's Mass. These three apostles that were called to be with our Lord in his agony. Unfortunately, they slept through their first holy hour. Could you not watch 1 hour with me? Our Lord had to rebuke them. And certainly we strove to not be to fall asleep in our holy hours, to not follow that which the apostles had done. But there's also another Lenten theme here. We see Moses and Elias speaking with our Lord, and we believe that they were talking about his passion and death. And why these two great figures from the Old Testament? Because we read that these two, Moses and Elias, had also fasted for 40 days, like our Lord himself also did. So again, the Lenten theme expresses itself. But today we also have this note of joy that our Lord transfigured himself. He did not let the apostles see him like they would see him in heaven in his fullness of divinity, but in his humanity he shone so brightly that they couldn't even look at him directly. So our Lord was strengthening their faith so that when they saw him haggard and pale and bloody from his agony, that they would still remember that he was Almighty God. What a mystery this is, the incarnation, that God became man. In his divinity, he never changes, but in his humanity, he would go through many changes. And one change so obvious is the transfiguration today, and then his agony in the garden when he sweat blood because of the natural fear that he felt towards his sufferings and death. So how fitting it is to always have our 40 hours during the Holy Lenten season. And it gave us a chance to be on our knees and to pray more than ever. And yes, we have to be people of great prayer, spend lots of time in prayer. And I was read a phrase earlier today, how we need to besiege God by prayer. That's an interesting analogy to use. We know what a siege is. In wartime, it's a terrible thing. Actually, one army is trying to destroy a city by besieging it. But we can think of it in a very pious and holy way, to besiege God with our prayers, to be prayer warriors, not in any disrespectful way, obviously not, but in the sense of continually offering our prayer, our adoration, our thanksgiving, our reparation, and yes, our supplications. We have so many intentions that are so desperately needing to be prayed for in this sinful, heretical world in which we live. And I would leave you with this thought, that that let this be a resolution as we close our 40 hours today, that we never take for granted our Lord and the Blessed Sacrament. Rather, that we always try to grow in our devotion. Make more visits. Make it a point whenever you come to the Mount, even if it's to take care of other things, come and make that visit to the Blessed Sacrament. Offer that prayer to our Lord. He's been waiting for you in the tabernacle. So remember, he is God himself. This is the greatest of the sacraments. It is God himself, and hence the source of unlimited amounts of grace. It all depends on how well we prepare. The more we prepare, the more grace we will always receive from this infinite source, Jesus, in the most holy, in the most high, in the most blessed sacrament of the altar. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.